Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Stone is the editor, arts editor of Metroland, and joins us each and every Thursday to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens. And it's always a pleasure to welcome him to the program, this week being no exception. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Feeling fine.
Good. I'm glad you're feeling fine. It's a lovely day, and you should be feeling fine. So let us begin with some of the events happening beginning tonight, while live
tonight
at 5.
The weather is good. They won't have to move it under 787.
Yay.
It's alive at 5. It's reggae night with the Easy Star All-Stars, which Easy Star is actually a record label, so it's sort of like a collection of their best artists all put together, and the Massachusetts reggae band John Brown's Body, and that's at Jennings Landing at the Corning Preserve at Alive at 5, which is my favorite name for a venue because it's like 100 years of Albany mayors all summed up in one place.
That's very, very true. It's pretty terrific. And it's tonight, again, Alive at 5.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. There you go. Simple to remember. That is tonight. Then?
It's summer theater season. Mac Hayden in Chatham is busy, busy. The Fiddler on the Roof opens tonight. That plays for 10 days. Also tonight, one of my favorite movies so far this year is, which didn't play long in theaters, it's at Saratoga Film Forum tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night. It's called Under the Skin. It's this really chilling indie sci-fi movie starring Scarlett Johansson, and it's genuinely chilling.
All right.
And Friday night at the Palace, Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers with Edie Brickell.
Very good. We just heard from Mr. Martin a few moments ago, and we're looking forward to the new show. And
well, if you watched the concert on PBS when they, it's this wonderful balance of great music and droll comedy.
Very, very funny stuff.
Yes.
And as I alluded to him, I'm sure it'll be much better than the last time he was on the stage at the Palace.
Oh golly, I remember that. But you have to admit, as celebrity interaction with audience shows go, it wasn't as weird as Shirley MacLaine.
Well, that's true. That is true. I'm with you there.
Imagine if you had had to moderate that.
I got off easy on that. You're absolutely right.
Yes, you did.
Good point.
Let's see. Friday night and Saturday at the Comedy Works in Saratoga Springs, it's Joe List. He's a comedian. I mentioned it just because I happened to see him make his debut on Letterman earlier this month, and he was very funny.
That's great. Comedy Works in Saratoga.
Yes. And Saratoga Opera season is in full swing at the Spa Little Theater in Saratoga Spa State Park. This week they're performing Donizetti's Elixir of Love. That is Saturday night and Tuesday afternoon, and Mozart's The Magic Flute, and that is Sunday afternoon.
Terrific.
Tuesday, Diana Ross returns to the Palace. I caught her show when she was there a few years ago. Very entertaining.
That's great.
It was everything you would expect from Diana Ross, which was she sang the hits, she sang songs that she probably wish were her hits. And she did, like, 7 costume changes, which pleased, like, half the audience, I think, as much as the songs.
That's terrific. And, they're having a great season. They're, all great shows coming.
Yeah, they really are.
So that's wonderful. Diana Ross.
And then under the tent at PS21 in Chatham, they're doing their summer film series again, which is really eclectic. You should go to their website and check it out. They're showing You Never Were Lovelier, which is a Fred Astaire, Rita Hayworth musical from the 40s. I don't think there was a beautiful woman who could dance that Fred Astaire did not co-star with.
No, probably not.
And then Wednesday night at the Times Union Center, this is still a thing, American Idols Live.
Now, I have to, in full disclosure here, I have to say that 2 years ago, my nieces and nephews were into this and asked me to take them to see American Idols Live at the Times Union Center. And my wife and I, we went, and there was nobody in the place. There was nobody there. And I thought, well, this has to be it. This has lived its life. We're done. And this will never happen again. And interestingly, it keeps going.
Yeah, it's strange. I saw it the year Jordan Sparks won.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty good show. I mean, it wasn't, you could tell that it was starting to fade. I mean, I had really good seats. Thank you, whoever gave me those. But whoever arranged that. But it was one of the most uncomfortable shows I've ever been at, because there was a drunk in the aisle behind me that was the year Sanjaya was on.
Oh.
And he was like screaming at Sanjaya for half the show. It was the weirdest thing.
You know, that's interesting, because I think one of the things I complained about at the show I saw is that they weren't serving alcohol at the show.
Well, there might be a reason for that.
Maybe that's the reason. All right. That's American Idols live at the Times Union Center. And they're usually at the end of the tour. Now they're at the beginning of the tour, so you get them nice and fresh, fresh idols.
Yes.
Yes.
Also Wednesday night, outside at the Empire State Plaza, if you were alive or in college in the 80s, there are a couple of songs by George Thorogood and the Destroyers. I don't think they're the Delaware Destroyers anymore.
No.
That you probably heard like a million times.
I love George Thorogood. He's been on the show. I love the band. I love that music. And the fact that he's doing a show, a free show on the Plaza, is fantastic.
It will be mobbed. They're always mobbed. Last night was Bootsy Collins and Shaggy.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy. I mean, I live like two blocks from there, and people were illegally parked all down the wrong side of my street. If there had been a fire, the block would have burned down. There's no way a fire truck could have got down.
Yeah, but Shaggy wasn't down.
Exactly. It wasn't me.
All right. So then, new movies opening up.
Jersey Boys, which I'm looking forward to because I love the show.
All right. So let's talk about this, Sean. This is what I don't get about Jersey Boys. A couple things. First of all, yes, I love the show. They did a nice job. It's a great, I think they do a great job for the type of show that it is. It's very enjoyable and interesting. So now you make it into a film. I find the marketing of this film fascinating because it seems to be a little grittier. It's R-rated. It doesn't seem to be shouting out that it's a musical, which I find interesting.
Yeah. Nobody likes to try to market musicals. Well, you know, it's Warner Brothers, and their last attempt at a musical was the hair band thing.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin. Yeah,
yeah.
That didn't work.
Rock of Ages.
The thing that I find interesting is, well, now it's a movie. Can't you just use the Four Seasons music?
Well, that's also interesting. And here's the other point. I don't know whether you saw the Tony Awards or not. But even if you didn't see the Tony Awards and you saw Clint Eastwood 2 years ago at the Republican National Convention, well, things haven't gotten any better for Clint. And he barely made it through his introduction at the Tony Awards. And I can't for the life of me understand how he directed anything, much less opening an envelope.
I don't know. I remember back in the 80s when Annie came out and it was directed by John Huston, and I was like, really?
Yeah. How did that happen?
Who dies? You know, somebody's got to die, right? He kills the dog or something.
Well, we'll see what happens. So that's Jersey Boys. And I love Clint Eastwood as a director. I think he's a fantastic director, but it's really interesting to see what's going to happen there. What else do we have?
We have Think Like a Man 2, which proves that you still can turn a self-help book into a successful movie. Steve Harvey's very happy. The Rover, which is a post-apocalyptic Australian movie starring Guy Pearce and Robert Pattinson. Apparently Guy Pearce just beats up Robert Pattinson for 90 minutes, which I'm sure some people will enjoy.
I'm in.
And another Mad Max type thing, which no one seems to be mentioning in the previews, you know. Weird. And then there's For No Good Reason, which is a documentary about Ralph Steadman.
Oh, the great illustrator that worked with Hunter S. Thompson. Yes.
Drew all those grotesque, wonderful things for Hunter S. Thompson books.
Oh, that's great. All kinds of good stuff happening. You can find out more at Metroland.net. Better yet, pick up a copy. It is all around our region. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. Sean, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner on WAMC.